What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Look, all I'm saying is that they've got Summer Olympics and Winter Olympics. They can have Tech News Olympics too, can't they? Let's just do it next year.
It would just be us and Gamers Texas.
Yeah. You probably know Noctua for making air coolers for CPUs that are very special because they're brown and tan. But if some recent reports are accurate, the Austrian company may be partnering with ASUS on a line of graphics cards. According to an EEC filing, ASUS has a GeForce RTX 3070 in the works with a Noctua-designed cooling solution that has, in all likelihood, some tan and brown on it.
Whoa, prove
maybe.
It.
Well,
I don't believe it.
I don't know, you can't make brown with RGB, so... Yep. While the 3070 isn't exactly a notoriously hot GPU, gamers and overclockers should still appreciate a graphics card with, you know, a little bit more thermal overhead. And, of course, the Noctua name carries a lot of weight in PC gaming circles. So it could represent a solid business opportunity for both ASUS and Noctua to build more hype around their products. An ASUS spokesperson seemed to confirm the card's development, although they couldn't make any further comment, like what color the cooler will be.
I feel like it might be red.
Really? You think it'd be red?
Blue, maybe?
I mean, neither of those colors are any of the colors of either of those companies. Oh, I guess ROG is a little bit red. Gigabyte is the latest PC hardware company to get hit by a ransomware attack. Although customers noticed that Gigabyte's support pages were down earlier this week, a potentially more serious issue is that information on AMD and Intel chips, along with other technical data, were reportedly snagged in the cyber attack. Yeah, that's a problem. The hackers are threatening to release the 112 gigabytes of stolen data if Gigabyte doesn't pay the ransom. And then basically anyone could just build their own processors or motherboards.
Oh no!
Now, to just find some silicon, you know.
I think there's some in the mountains.
Yeah, well, probably some in some desert somewhere, you know, get some sand, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. It's unclear if Gigabyte will pay or how much the crooks are actually demanding, but maybe Gigabyte can just cut them a deal on some 3080s, you know? I mean, right now, that's almost as good as money.
That's how I pay at the restaurants.
Yeah, just hand over a wad of 3080s. Remember the days of those heavy-handed recording industry lawsuits against people who were just trying out a cool little app called Napster? Yeah? Just trying to share some music with my friends online, all 30 million of them.
Very popular.
I'm the most popular ever. I actually don't know why. Those might not be as much of a thing anymore, but that doesn't mean that the industry has, you know, shied away from the courts altogether. As a group of major record labels have recently filed suit against Charter Communications, parent company behind the U.S. internet service provider, Spectrum. The suit claims that the labels sent 150,000 notices to Charter informing them of instances of copyright infringement, complete with user IP addresses, but Charter didn't do anything to stop it. Good guy, Charter? not in this case. Although you might actually wonder at first if Charter is obligated to do anything. The labels did win a $1 billion lawsuit against another ISP for a similar issue in 2019. But, you know, before you feel bad for Charter, they'd probably pass on any fines they have to pay in the form of Spectrum price increases. So, you should really feel sorry for yourself. That emotion is valid. Let the tears flow.
Thank you, Anthony.
Now it's time for the Quick Bits, brought to you by MSI and their MPG Core Liquid K240 Liquid Cooler. Wow, that's a mouthful. The Torx Fan 3.0 within the water block provides extra heat dissipation for your motherboard's VRM, M.2 SSDs, and other components. Plus, it has a 2.4-inch customizable LCD display. Displays on things are cool.
You can put stuff on there.
You can put them anywhere. There's also MSI's GI mode, which detects the temperature of the CPU to adjust the speed of the radiator fans, water block fan, and pump automatically. Or you can customize the speeds yourself for different user scenarios. So check out the MPG Core Liquid K240 today at the link in the video description. Quick bits. Well, sometimes they can be a little much.
But we love them all the same.
I don't know what this reference is.
Yeah, it's...
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, often shortened to PUBG, has just been renamed PUBG Battlegrounds, which is obviously redundant, like ATM machine or LCD display.
Oh.
But parent company Krafton is planning to release another game called PUBG New State. So that's apparently where this new branding comes from. Having an excuse doesn't mean it's okay. That's like me getting asked to initial something, and I just write A-Y Young. Anthony Young Young.
Well, A-Y while you're young, you know?
Yeah, TL linked. If you've got an ASUS motherboard, be on the lookout for an important BIOS update, which will enable your system's TPM chip, if it's not already, in preparation for Windows 11, which requires it, sort of. If you have a system older than an Intel 8th Gen or Ryzen 2000 series, you probably don't have to worry about this because Microsoft hasn't really worried about you.
They forgot you. They're leaving you behind.
They didn't forget. Oh. They just don't forgive. In other Microsoft news, there's now a night mode rolling out for Xbox insiders who are part of the Alpha Skip Ahead ring. In addition to using the dark UI theme, it also dims your display, disables HDR, and reduces brightness on both the controller and the console LEDs. That's actually kind of neat. Maybe this way you'll actually be able to fall asleep on your couch before the sun comes up. Oh, that's my favorite thing to do. Tesla's upcoming Cybertruck has been delayed until at least 2022, no matter which model you are interested in. The delay is likely a result of the unusual production techniques the Cybertruck's design requires. I mean, have you ever made shatterproof windows that aren't actually shatterproof?
It's a hard balance.
It's complicated. Elon Musk's company does risk falling behind in the EV truck wars since rivals are quickly getting their competing models to market. But those don't look like you turned the polygon count to the lowest setting. So who's going to buy them?
Garbage.
Total garbo. You can't have a high poly model for a truck.
That just looks like a regular truck.
Yeah.
Who wants that?
And yet another Mario game has smashed the record for a single sale. A sealed original copy of Super Mario Bros. For the NES sold for $2 million last week, eclipsing July's sale of a copy of Super Mario 64 for a little over $1.5
million. Why?
I don't know! I asked this as soon as I saw this headline. It's so stupid!
Duh.
The new record holder fetched a 9.8 rating, so the buyer will be getting a pristine copy of the game that they'll surely never play. Like, I mean, there are so many ways to play Super Mario Bros. 1. Oh, wow. That was definitely an episode of TechLinked. Come on back on Wednesday for more tech news, and don't look at the internet until then.
There's some rough stuff out there.
There really is.